it was the war of the stadia. The major political parties have released their manifestos in front of their tens of thousands of supporters, with KZN's Moses Mabhida being a focal point. But what of the new kids on the block? Have they done enough to garner enough support and even awareness of who they are and what they stand for? It's been an uphill battle for some of them just to get enough signatures on to be able to get on the ballot. So what difference will their participation make in this election? First up today, we're joined by the leader of Rise Mzansi, Songezo Zibi. Songezo, welcome to the program as always. I'm saying to the audience that today we're going on a speed date. I want you to get us up to speed with who Rise Mzansi are. 27 million votes up for grabs. Will a party like yours really make a dent?
Yes, Mogani. Look, when you consider that we have a long-term rather than short-term view, this is the beginning of our political journey in this election, where we hope to secure a number of seats in the National Assembly and various provincial legislatures. We expect to make a big difference in the local government elections in 2026 and then the national elections in 2029.
You've obviously entered the arena because you had concerns about where the country was going. What has been your biggest eye-opener since?
That people don't want to vote. They are angry and disappointed at politics, political parties and politicians. The biggest hurdle is not whether they're going to choose for Rise Mzansi or another party, is whether they're going to vote at all. That's been a very big eye-opener.
Gosh, funding remains a challenge, especially for entities without a proven track record. Have you done it?
It's definitely been tough, and it continues to be tough, Mohani. But what we explained to those who have chosen to donate to us is what I said earlier, that, look, this is not going to be easy. There are no shortcuts in this. We've got to do it properly. This year is about building and trying to find new possibilities for South Africa together with other political parties, and then hoping to help turn around local government in 2026 and having a serious political change in 2029. That's the idea that those who've donated to us, but it continues to be a struggle.
How do you respond to the white monopoly capital, Oppenheimer specifically, funding smear?
We laugh at it. Firstly, it's been kind of good for us because those same political parties that have complained have increased our name recognition exponentially. Firstly, and secondly,
no publicity is bad publicity, as they say.
In this case, it hasn't been. And look, the publicity is not bad either. The second thing is that I cannot think of a better investment for a country with serious political problems like ours, for people who have made money over the years in South Africa to contribute to a political party like ours. Those who raise concerns often do not declare enough themselves or do not declare at all, even though they fill up stadia and have millions of boosters. And secondly, they're beginning to notice that on the ground, people are beginning to join our political mission rather than theirs.
In a nutshell, why should South Africans vote for you?
They should vote for us because we're not a breakaway. We've offered a compelling vision of South Africa that is safe, equal, prosperous and united in one generation. And we've got highly capable young people. They merely need to look at our premiership candidates in Gauteng, KZN and the Western Cape. And finally, they really need to look at our manifesto on RiseMzansi.org. It is practical, it is pragmatic and it is progressive.
Why? People are concerned about uncertainty. I mean, you would have seen, no doubt, the latest poll by the Brenthurst Foundation that makes all sorts of predictions. The fragmenting of opposition, especially for the newer players like yourselves. Why not join forces, say, with the likes of Bossa, Shiluva, and pull all your resources together? You've surely got quite a bit in common.
I think because the people are not seeing the combination, they often believe that it is for lack of trying. It's not. But the political differences are real. I think South Africa is in a bit of a flux. Some people blame immigrants for everything, for instance. Others want to defund public education and so on. And those are not easy differences to resolve between people, especially when you are a social democratic proposition like ours and others, even though they're led by black people, are right-wing in their outlook. So it's not easy to just combine because you're all black. You have a substantive discussion, and sometimes a eventual decision is made that, look, this combination doesn't work or is not going to work.
Everyone is promising jobs, jobs, jobs. I think one of the most startling facts that I have read from what you've put out there is this idea that more than half of unemployed South Africans don't have matric. How on earth are we going to find jobs for those people?
Look, Mangane, there's an even bigger problem than that, and I'll come to that very quickly. The first one, though, is just leadership. Eskom and Transnet are choking the South African economy. Both did not have leadership for nearly a year. A sort of no permanent CEO or FD at Eskom with its financial and operational problems. And then at Transnet for months on end, you didn't have a chief executive or a finance director. That's 3% GDP growth. So that's the first thing. And you can't solve that with policy, but it kills jobs and it prevents the production of further jobs. The second thing on the unemployed, honest part of the political discourse on jobs is that the reason you don't have jobs is simply because the economy is not working. But the Department of Basic Education itself said 48% of kids who begin school don't finish. We've got to ask a different question. Which sectors of the economy and what do we do to create the possibility of employment for people without matric or just matric? And that's why we've focused on training, first of all, and secondly, on local economic development, fixing municipalities and fighting crime.
It was a speed date. If people are convinced, they may go steady with you on the 29th of May. Appreciate your time. Singa Zozibi,
thanks, Mogani.
The leader of Rise Mzansi.